Good evening. Hi. I guess it could be morning.
It could be, but it's not.
Or you could be running a marathon.
Thank God I'm not.
I wonder if people are, okay, like maybe people are pooping.
Maybe people are taking a shower.
Maybe. I always want to listen to podcasts in the shower, but I can't get it loud enough.
No, you put your cell phone in a cup.
My bathroom fan is quite loud.
Don't turn your fan on.
I own my house. I don't want it to mold.
Okay.
Maybe you are...
Driving in a car. Maybe you're going for a nice walk.
Maybe you're at work.
Maybe you're naked laying in bed next to your boyfriend and you're like, hey, dude, listen to this great podcast. And he's like...
I don't care.
That's a no for me, dog. That's gonna be a
for
no
all
for
we
me.
Know, we don't know.
What?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
It's a phrase I made up.
I like it.
Welcome to the On Call Room, everyone.
A Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I haven't listened back to that. Is it funny?
It's bad.
A Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy podcast.
Can that be a character that you bring in once in a while?
Yeah.
Like, does that person have strong opinions on things or very like whatever?
Just here to have a good time.
That's perfect. First of all, I just want to say that if you want more of us.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
You can. We can't delete this, Bree, so don't say anything you don't want on here. You can find us on Instagram at the On Call Room Pod. You can find us on Facebook at the On Call Room Listener Squad, but you have to give us money first to join that club, which is pretty standard for clubs. I feel like.
There's usually
it's
a
like paying cover.
There's a membership fee always.
Yeah, like we are like the sorority you didn't get into, or because I didn't get into one, or we are like that private club sport that you had to pay to participate in. Not
who did that.
I feel like some sports were club sports, like ski team.
Like, I didn't even know we had a ski team.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And I was not on it. I still to this day wish I was. I think it would be cooler.
Do you ski?
I went last year. We went skiing this weekend, but I went hiking.
Okay.
I really want to ski, but I don't like learning things.
I feel the same way. I really want to ski.
But you just want to know how to do it.
Yeah. Like I'm at that age where it's like, same. I'm not going to learn anything new ever again. Just shut it down.
It's done.
Yeah, I am who I am, and everyone can just put up with it. Unwilling to learn anything new. Well, activities.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, would you learn? Yeah, like to me, it's anything that I'm going to get hurt in.
Yeah, because my body.
I'll play a card game. I'll learn to play.
Fuck yeah, I will. But like, you're not going to break your tibia playing a card game.
This is true. So, find our Facebook group. You have to be is it just an intern? Yeah, intern or higher. So it's like $2 or more a month. Okay, we just need to shout out right now to the group.
It's been blowing the fuck up.
As the young kids say, it's lit, fam. That's what they say. Oh my God, speaking of that.
What?
I cannot wait to play this, adding this to my birthday to-do list. I bought What Do You Meme, the game.
Fuck yes.
We played this weekend and it was good. I felt like I wasn't drunk enough. Like I didn't laugh as hard as I wanted to. You know, when you have like an expectation of laughter.
Yeah.
But it was great. Like, I just think you would love it.
Oh, I would die.
I bought it being like, I want to play this with Bree, but at first I have to play it this weekend.
No, that's great. Play it for your birthday weekend.
Yeah. And one of the memes was like what is that called when you die and they put a stone there? What is that stone called?
A tombstone.
Thank you. It's a tombstone that says it was lit, fam. And that was one of the things. So, but okay, the group is killing it. First of all, Bree and I like didn't participate in it much this weekend.
No.
And it was...
Because I got way too drunk all weekend.
It was on fire.
Yeah. Just people posting things.
Just so you guys know, there are 13 people in that are trying to get in that cannot.
Yeah, guys.
So if that's you and you're listening, you gotta be a Patreon.
Yeah.
Patron.
you say that.
We got shout out to Owen, our new member.
Yeah, and we had another new member.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, another new member.
Okay. Yeah, another new member.
Okay, but Owen, I'm pretty sure, is, first of all, not Owen Hunt, thankfully. Also, he, what if it was? Also, he's watching Grace for the first time and doing our podcast with us, kind of? Or no, he's ahead. I think he's ahead.
But regardless, he's watching it for the first time.
So many of you were applying to him.
Okay, wait, well, we have to talk about this Family Feud thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like my favorite show. Like, you might think Grey's Anatomy is my favorite show, but Family Feud is actually
Let's see if, my we, if we know when it will air. Let's see.
I don't think you know yet.
No. When it, when we do know, though, we should definitely do a bonus episode.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So thanks to Kelsey for sharing that. Kelsey also shared a great story about her being locked inside her bedroom and having to pee into a Gatorade bottle twice. And you know, when you hear stories like that and you're like, okay, is that true? She then attached a photo of someone peeking through her lock. So I like when people provide proof with their crazy stories.
The part about her getting like sick too in like Mexico or wherever she was.
Shitting
her,
outside.
And her friend singing. Killed me.
That's true friendship. Because
that's like true friendship.
Right.
Like, you're shitting your brains out. I'm just going to like be here for you.
And yeah, there's people posting quizzes, people afraid of hiccups. Someone is halfway through season one only. And like, I think they mean two though, because they're talking about McVette. So, but anyways, like, we just got like people that are actually listening to us.
Yeah, well, yeah. And they want to talk about shit. So if you're listening to the podcast right now and you're having serious fucking FOMO about all these things that we're talking about, donate $2 a month and you can.
Yeah. Be a part of it.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/TheOnCallRoom. And it's just really cool because, and Sonia brought this up in the last episode, that the group is non-judgmental.
Yeah.
And like, you can kind of have whatever opinion you want about characters or things or whatever. And like, no one's judging you for those.
Yeah.
No one's like personally attacking. No. Versus, I did personally attack someone outside of the Facebook group. Someone that I know just started watching Grey's and is in, I don't know what season. And she was like, is it just me or is Meredith Grey the worst character like ever? And I literally was like, oh.
Yeah, that's not.
I stood up for my girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, you need to keep watching. I think she's in one of the earlier seasons.
Regardless.
Yeah. And so I was just like, I like literally all caps lock was like, watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth.
But yeah, gotta stand up for Mare.
Were there any other social media outlets?
Oh, the marathon. Why don't you, you were the one that replied.
Oh yeah. We had someone on Instagram, run a half marathon, their first half marathon, and tagged us in it that we kept them company. And they
believe her name is Laura.
Yeah. Laura is in her, what are those things called?
What? A like, stories. Insta stories.
No, like your name. Like a screen name. It's not a screen name. It's like a.
Her handle?
That. Is that what it's
I
called?
I don't know. Username?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Her name's Laura. Yeah, I clicked on it. Her name shows up in there.
I'm pretty sure Laura that I met you at a wedding, but I'm 1,000% sure.
So fucking awesome to see that she, first of all, that she ran a half marathon.
Yeah.
Dope. Second of all, that she listened to our podcast.
While running it.
Yeah. Like, I.
It's the only half marathon I'm ever going to run.
Yeah, that's for fucking sure. Like, I barely walk during
Laura,
the day.
Laura, I'd like to know what our time was. Do we get a trophy?
I hope so, or a medal of some sort.
Like, honestly, I'm proud of you and I.
Yeah, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, you did great. Abby, we did awesome.
It's so true. But I thought that was awesome. So keep shouting out to us. Let us know when you're listening and we'll quit.
What you're doing.
We'll quit propaganding ourselves right now.
Ways of Mavony podcast.
So you just said you got drunk this weekend.
Yeah.
It's all right. It happens. I did too. I already told you this, but I'm going to tell the listeners. We were at a ski lodge place, mm-hmm. and which great atmosphere.
Yeah,
everyone's
love
just
it.
Down to have fun.
It's Feb.
Yeah. Everyone's dressed like bums, which is great. And we wanted to go in the hot tub at night, but when we went out there, it was literally full of high schoolers. Like, and I like slip into my high school self, which actually this is a great topic because the Grey's characters talk a lot about who they were in high school on this. But like, I slip into like insecure, mm-hmm. like those kids are probably all super cool.
Yep.
And whatever. And Jake's like, Abby, you're like almost 30. Like, they're not going to care. Or, and I was like, I don't know. We can't go in there. We
can't do it.
And it was like fucking crowded. And you know, they're all touching each other's private parts and stuff. Oh my God. You just, you know it.
No, for sure.
It was states. It was like skis finals or something.
Oh yeah. Everyone's getting their twats diddled underneath the water.
Jake said, and I'm sorry, this is very, well, we are an explicit podcast, but said there's a lot of jellyfish in the water.
What does that mean? Ew. What does that mean?
What does semen look like in the water?
Oh, God, Jake. Oh, no.
I know. It's gross. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Maybe that was too much. Should I edit this out?
No.
I thought it was a funny phrase.
Who? But there were so many people in there.
Who knows? I don't think there actually were. They're probably like very innocent high schoolers just talking about skiing.
I don't know. High school, all your hormones are raging.
Right. So needless to say.
Touching body parts.
Needless to say, we did not go in the hot tub. Instead, we put our bathing suits on and filled up the giant jacuzzi tub in our room. And
perfect
sat, because we're all too big to actually fit in it together. So sat with our feet in it. And we played a game where you had a bottle of Fireball and you had to say an American fact. And then if you said a fact, you had to take a drink. It didn't matter if the fact was right or wrong because no one even could correct you.
So you literally were just passing a bottle of Fireball.
But saying
around.
Something about American history before.
Right, but like that was just at, you were really just mostly drinking Fireball.
Yeah, and per usually that was at the end of the night.
Oh God.
See, that should happen like at lunchtime.
At lunchtime.
So you have time to like, you know, fall asleep and like remember that you're an idiot. But when you're doing that like late. Mm.
It was me Friday night, ma'am.
Yeah.
Didn't make dinner soon enough. Had like 3 French 75s and then was like, bye-bye. And then had like a million more. And I don't remember going to bed. So
there's that.
It's like sad when that happens.
I know.
You're like, I'm like in my late 20s. This shouldn't be happening anymore.
I know. And then today I worked out this morning. And I mean, that was Saturday night. But today I was just like, could barely move my body and like knew I smelled. Like poison was exiting me.
Oh yeah. When you just.
And like, I was sweating like more than anyone else.
Well, it was because you were like getting rid of the toxins.
So yeah, I feel better now.
That's good. We're having some wine now.
I also drank a green smoothie yesterday, like as if that would fix things. You know, you're like,
yeah.
Well, I should have just had a burger.
Yeah. Always have a burger.
Yeah.
Or pizza.
I had an omelet and then a green smoothie.
Or like a burrito.
I always crave when I'm hungover a Caesar salad. Just hear me out. To like something fresh and cold.
Yeah, okay.
Followed by fettuccine Alfredo. Like I need to have the both of those things.
Mm-hmm. I think I usually crave some type of a burg or like Taco Bell.
I think pizza is mine also.
Pizza for sure.
Yeah.
Pizza.
But yeah, so otherwise that, I had a beautiful hike on Saturday.
That's great. Did you hike alone or did you?
With our friend, and we got lost. So it's supposed to be 4.5 miles. It ended up being 6.5.
Well, you got your steps in for the day.
I did. More steps than I get in like a week.
Yeah. I feel like I did something else. Oh, I went and spent way too much money at Fresh Time.
Oh, that's an expensive grocery store.
I didn't even get groceries. I got essential oils, deodorant,
yeah,
a toothbrush.
You shouldn't be allowed there.
No. Every time I leave there, I spend at least $50.
Also, I feel like their essential oils aren't as good as other brands, they say.
No, but there's this one that I really like that
you had to get.
Yeah. And so, whatever.
Yeah. Well, then you're walking in that section and it makes you realize, like, you think you need more things.
Right. Like, I bought a toothbrush. I didn't need a new toothbrush, but I was like, I should get this. And it was like $9.
Yeah, because it was at Fresh Time. And it's probably made of like organic bamboo or something.
That is exactly what it is. Like the handle is.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a great idea right now. And like, let me buy $14 deodorant. So I don't, you know.
Well.
Whatever. It's fine.
It's fine.
Really big news. I, on Friday, opened a savings account. Such an adult. Such an adult.
I'm actually super proud of you.
Thank you. And I set up like direct like payment from like my paychecks to just go right in.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm like feeling super adult.
That's like that meme when it's like you eat one salad and it's like Seth Rogen looking all like majestic. Is that how you feel?
Yeah. I feel like
I
like that Bitcoin guy, like you're standing there with lots of money now. Like I picture you like on your knees with like a roll of cash. Like yeah, that's your new, that's your life now in front
of
a car.
That is my life. Yeah. Not really at all. But you know, baby steps.
And you guys, once we pay off all of our podcast debt, you guys are going to be giving money to Bree's savings account.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And what I will do with that is I will come visit all of you. I will buy plane tickets to visit every single one of you. I'm going on tour.
We're going to we're going to Kansas and Maine.
Yep. So
far. That's our tour. It's a really obscure tour.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense geographically.
But. You know, though, so I listen to Two Dope Queens, that podcast, and now they're on HBO. They got like a show.
Well, we do too.
That's what I like. I love them and their story, and I want to manifest that.
Well, we can. Have you ever heard of The Secret? Use it. It works.
You sound like you're sleeping.
I feel a little tired. No, I used The Secret on my first boyfriend.
Come up with The Secret?
No, it is like an ancient thing.
Could have been Oprah.
Could have been. No, it's like the power of positive thinking brings about positive things, and you can manifest things by envisioning them in your life. So I envisioned dating this guy 7 years ago, and sure as shit, a couple months later, we were dating.
Broken up now.
Broken up now, but.
What if people like know that they use The Secret on them? Are they sad that like they didn't have a choice in it because The Secret did it?
I mean, I would feel a little betrayed.
Like, what if someone started dating you that you weren't sure about, but somehow you found yourself in this situation?
Well, how would I know that The Secret was used upon me?
Then they say to you.
That they used The Secret?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I would have to be also using The Secret because I feel like you can't manifest shit against someone else's shit.
Oh, okay. So you can't be secreted into a relationship.
I don't think so. Like, I think the person wanted to date me, too. I mean, we dated for, like, 4 years, so.
Shout out to one of our patrons. But, yeah, so, well, that's all good.
Well, that's all good. That's all, folks.
That's it. That's our finale.
Go look up The Secret.
Sponsored by The Secret. Okay, we really need to get on real sponsors. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to sponsor us, like if you work for a company.
What?
And you need, you want to, Abby is rolling her eyes at me.
I think we need to just like call Blue Apron and be like, how do we do this? Everyone does it.
Does everyone do it?
So many. I think all they do is give you a code and then you get money if people sign up.
Is anyone going to sign up?
I don't know. About Blue Let Apron? Us know. I wish we could do a poll to all our listeners. We can only do it to like the Facebook group because there's no way to like poll your listeners. But I would really like to poll them and know. Should I say poll one more time? I want to know like, would they use any of these things to support us, you know? Also, holy shit, we're less than 300 plays away from 30,000.
Fuck yeah.
That's pretty great.
That's amazing.
Also, what's crazy to me, so I think when people find our podcast, they start in the beginning because I think, most people do. The first one has 2,311 listens.
And then it just drops off.
Then it drops off by 700.
Whatever.
But we didn't want those 700 people.
They didn't.
But then it stays pretty steady. Yeah, like it's getting
there. You know,
there.
Like those 700 people really.
You don't even know what you're going to say.
No.
Also, why does the Shrek one have 400 more listens than any other episode?
Shrek. I love Shrek.
That and the one that's like a spoiler alert. People like.
Well, people probably because they're like watching.
Yeah, but I don't even. Yeah, I guess
right
so.
Right now, you know.
Which makes me wonder if the way we're doing the show is stupid.
No, well, what will we do? Go backwards? That doesn't make any sense the plot.
I know. Don't you wish we could poll our listeners, though, to like know what they think about what we should do?
We can.
How?
We put it in the Facebook group.
That's true. All right. We've gotten awry. Things have gone awry. Should we talk about the episode?
Already?
I don't know. I felt like you were yawning.
Yawning? Well, I mean, it's a Monday.
Don't look at me like I didn't
know. Should I give an update on Donna?
Yes.
Yeah.
Be kind, but yes.
I will be very kind. I will just say that she knocked on my door to introduce herself. my towel appeared. She told me, she admitted that she took my towel. And I was like, you can just have it because I don't need it. That's fine. And she likes to sing. Mm-hmm. And she's just trying to get her life together, which is fine. She's very loud. She has a not so cool boyfriend. And you know what's interesting is the conch shell will disappear and show up again. So she'll like bring it inside and then it will like be. So like today it was outside, but yesterday it wasn't. So I'm not quite sure what that.
And you don't want to ask.
No, I don't really want to have a conversation.
Engage. Yeah.
No.
But I am curious. I wonder if like maybe she grew up by the ocean. So she listens to it to get, cause you know, it sounds like the ocean.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe she, which is, what are you actually hearing? Just the world through a shell?
I don't know. What is that? What, that's very interesting.
It's just like, you can kind of do it with your ear. It like makes like a white noise. maybe she, talks to, maybe there's a, maybe she
plays it.
Maybe, oh,
it plays a
maybe she thinks so, like an animal's inside of it. Maybe an animal is inside of it.
And so she keeps bringing it inside and outside.
What do you guys think? I would like to know.
Other than that, I mean, that's all I really had to say about her. I met her finally met.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Bree's ready to get out of this place.
Yeah.
Is the point.
That's about all I'll say.
We should start a countdown.
Yeah, we could.
It'll be great.
I don't even know what day it is, honestly.
It's okay. Don't even worry about it. It's far away still until you move out. So
I'm moving in with you, Abby, until I actually
move
out.
There's a room.
Yeah, I'll just move into the guest room.
Yeah. What if I was like the basement?
There's a room downstairs. That whole floor down there in the laundry room. That's where I can go
stay. You can pee in that little hole.
Yeah, exactly. And then I will always have laundry super accessible to me.
Honestly, it's perfect.
Yeah.
You can also get rid of all the bugs always.
What? What am I signing up for?
Oh, listeners, the stink bugs are back.
Oh,
you might have forgotten. Maybe not. I just feel like I bring it up, but I haven't brought it up as much because they've been dead.
I didn't know. I haven't seen any in my apartment.
Lucky you.
Well,
like I'm literally, listener. So we have a real fireplace. We have to get it cleaned. Like we haven't actually used it, but it's capable of making a real fire in it and whatever. But I am considering, since it's been 2.5 years and we have yet to make a fire.
Yeah.
Having it like professionally closed up and
oh really? Like putting a cap on it?
I think that is how they're all getting into my home.
Oh.
And also then I really want to paint the inside of it white. Like so the whole thing is white, like spray paint it. Mm-hmm. And then put like candles in it always. And just like, you know, fires are messy and our rug is right next to it. And like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
That is true.
And they suck all the heat out of your house. So like, I don't know. I just don't think we're ever going to use it. And I think that that's how they're entering. And I'd like them all to die.
My parents put like a cap on theirs because,
it drafty?
No, a skunk got down it or something.
Jesus Christ.
Or like a beaver or something. I don't know.
Beaver?
Something crazy. And like my parents like saw its eyes like in the like the little vent part, you know?
See, ours, does theirs have a door?
Mm-hmm.
See, ours is not.
Yeah.
A beaver would be walking about my house.
I don't know if it was necessarily a beaver, but it was something like that. What? No, it was a raccoon. That's what it was. It was a raccoon. Oh. And
the raccoon would just be it would be on my bed.
And it would like, my mom would be like sitting there watching TV and see its eyes staring at
her. So they just left it in there for a while?
They couldn't get it out. And so then I think it died and it smelled really bad. And then they put a lid on their
oh my God.
Chimney after
I that. Actually envisioned that my dog would get in a scuffle with the raccoon,
mm-hmm.
probably get rabies, and then kill me.
That would be
he'd kill
the
you
plot.
First.
It
actually.
Would be a plot of a horror story.
Yeah,
like
it
a
really
horror
would.
Movie.
Oh. Also, guys, during the really sad scene in this episode, my dog crawled on top of me.
Which was like really
normally precious. I would have been annoyed, but it was...
No, it was really precious.
It was cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyways, I mean, that's new with my life. I just have to... Yesterday I made... So when Jake is home, he gets rid of them for me, which is very kind. Bugs. Yeah, the stink bugs, the dogs.
He gets rid of the raccoons and dogs. The dogs.
But he just like picks them up with his hands, like his
fingers. Ooh, no.
And just like.
See, like I can do like a paper towel.
Yeah, no, I can't. He just picks them up with his fingers and keeps them in his hands.
Can you even do a paper towel?
No, I don't. I'm afraid. I don't know. I just really, I do the vacuum.
Okay.
But then he like. Always, like, I never trust that he's not going to put it in my face.
Yeah.
He's done it like a couple times. So now I just literally hide in my shirt and I'm like, please don't put it by my face. Please don't.
Has he ever put it by your face?
In his hand. Like he's kept his hand shut, but like jokingly, whatever, which has probably made my fear worse.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
And then the other day when one was in his hand, he was like, oh, it's a feisty one. And I was like, ooh,
that makes me want to throw up.
Yeah. Once he put two in one hand.
No. Does he like kill them in his hand?
No, he lets them free, which I think is stupid because they're invading my home. So I tell him to flush them.
Yeah.
Because stink bugs, you think are dead, and then
they're not.
Months later, they're still alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all, everyone. And I heard this summer they're supposed to be worse than ever.
Why?
So I'm going to move.
Why are they supposed to be worse than ever?
Our winter wasn't cold enough and didn't kill them all. And I mean, they've been back all winter.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're fucked. Invasion of
the stink bugs. I'm going to have dreams about them again.
Yeah, let's stop talking about
it. Let's talk about something.
Should we take
a break?
A break and then maybe get into this episode here?
Yep. Oh, that's Spotify.
That's not the right one.
And we're going to take a break. Take a break. We're back.
Well, listeners, we finally made it.
We did it. I was so excited for this episode.
I can't believe that we are on the season finale of season two.
And it's one of the best finales.
I think, yeah, it's definitely up there for one of my favorite finales.
You know what made me... Okay, so like, I feel like it's cool for all over the board on this one.
Yeah,
but like, what really kind of made me, I don't know, I had a weird realization that I think the finales are a lot more action-packed now.
Yes.
Than they used to be. Like, it used to be a lot more about the things going on with the characters.
Yeah, like emotional.
Right. Things. And now it's like, the hospital is on fire.
Yeah, like shit is blowing up.
Right.
Everywhere.
And I know that that trend starts a little bit, like, in a couple seasons and whatever. But I just felt like I kind of miss when the drama was in the relationships.
Yeah, not and, like with this incident of like a million fucking things happening to this hospital that there's no way that that could happen.
Right, yeah. Or like a fucking hacker. Like,
yeah.
That wasn't even a finale. But
well,
like,
no, it was a...
A mid-season finale.
A mid-season finale.
Yeah, but just like, this was like a prom.
And just an some affair. Emotional shit.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like a death thrown in there every once in a while.
Which honestly, we got this
Yeah,
episode.
Which like, I was going to say, a lot of people I feel like criticize Grey's because so many characters die, spoiler alert, later on. But I sometimes think that's what makes shows good. Like, so for Game of Thrones, for like instance, like the best episodes are the ones when you weren't expecting someone to die
and then they do,
you hate it and you're bummed they're dead. But like, that's what makes it good television.
Well, so I think there's a difference though with Game of Thrones because like it's that magic and shit. Whereas like
Grey's
like,
is regular life.
Yeah, Grey's is like taking place in real time.
Okay. As I was talking, I also came to that conclusion. But I do think it does get shit on a lot. But like, it's a soap opera-esque show at this point. It's been on so long, you can't expect these people to be on forever.
Well, yeah. I do appreciate that there are some characters that leave and they didn't kill off. Like, I think they, like...
100%. They don't need to kill everyone.
Yeah. But they... Definitely.
But I love, like, for this, like, this episode, I love that the risk they took with having this character die.
Yeah. Dude, I don't remember how we, like, responded to it when we first saw it.
I know, because I didn't watch it when it was live. I started when season 3 or 4, so I had to watch this on a DVD.
Yeah. So you probably already knew that Denny dies.
No, I didn't, but I, like, I had nowhere to react. There was only Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, I don't...
Right.
I remember sobbing. Like I do very much remember being in my college dorm, watching it on the DVD and like, you do not think he's going to die.
No, you don't.
Like cause he gets the heart and like, he almost dies in the previous episode.
Right.
So I think your brain goes like, oh, thank God made it over that hump. Like,
and then he just fucking, do we think in that scene where he like is having the clot or whatever, do we think that he's dying there?
I think so. I'm sure it takes a while for you to die. Like,
No. I mean, like, as the viewer, like, watch. I'm just trying to remember what it felt like.
No, because his eyes are not. I mean, your eyes stay open when you die. So, but like, I don't think in my experience with watching people die. But no, like he. I don't think. I think maybe we thought just something was going wrong.
Going wrong, yeah. And then he's just fucking dead.
Yeah.
Fucking dead as a doornail.
Why is that a phrase?
I don't know. You should look it up.
Yeah.
Should we at least do our first notes? Because there's not really any patience. Like, we can't really do a shotgun workup.
My first note is boring. Again, it's like something I always write. It's Jumanji drum equals a heartbeat. Like
That was my second note. Jumanji drums when Denny's heart starts beating.
Yeah.
But I just went, oh, Christina walks out of the OR.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Her and Bert make eye contact.
Well, it threw me off guard when it started because there's no... Because it just picks off from where the last one ended.
Right, because it would have been a two-parter. And then,
right.
Yeah, there's not even like a monologue or anything. Which sometimes when they do two-parters, they do like an addition.
A second monologue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they didn't this time.
She walks out.
Yeah.
I'm glad they sort of resolve them by the end.
Yeah. I feel like Chief had a lot of teaching moments.
Chief was in this episode a lot.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of different sides of him.
We did. I love the part where Christina is like, no one is a victim. And then she was like, damn it. When she was like talking to Alex or whatever, and she realizes like, shit. Like,
she cares about these people.
Yeah, and like standing up for them.
Well, yeah, I actually wrote, I'm impressed with the interns that they that quickly were able to be like, okay, this is what we're doing.
Yeah, and like come up with a plan.
Right, especially Karev.
Yeah.
Although I think that this episode really shows his true colors in a sense that, like, he is a dude who puts on a front but is a good guy. He is so jaded and is so, like, hard on the outside and, like, afraid to let people in. But, like, I think, like, when in a crisis, Karev is going to be there for you.
Yeah, I wrote in one of my notes that, like, this is the episode where I start loving Karev.
Yeah, and this is, like, where we start to see the Karev that we kind of know.
Know now.
And he does, though, like, he'll have moments of this and then go right back to whatever.
Being a shithead.
But that's why I think I like his character a lot is that, like, Shonda will give us these moments so that you don't completely hate him.
Yes.
Like, even if you want to because he's saying such terrible shit, like, you don't. Even like right before Izzy goes in the room and he's like, nice dress. Like,
I know. He's like, you look pretty or something.
Yeah, he's just, I just love it. Should we talk about, because it kind of goes like the each intern's experience with Chief?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Because I thought that was awesome.
It was like, we both kind of said like, wow, this is like therapy with Chief right now.
And I just feel like it really showed like each of their true characters and colors and like their agenda and... I just thought it was such good writing and such a cool scene.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done. So it starts out with Karev.
And that's where I wrote Karev is a good guy.
Yeah, and his monologue about like football and mm-hmm. how like you stick with the team even if like it's not the team you wanted.
yeah,
like you stick with them.
Which I think is good because he acknowledges that like he doesn't want to be doing this. He's pissed at the quarterback, but like he's still going to do that. So I thought that was great. Christina's.
I love, okay, so she doesn't have an edge anymore. And I wrote, like, this, it doesn't happen that much, but when it does happen, like, I love Christina crying.
I love seeing Christina cry.
Yeah, like,
I feel like it is so hard for her.
Yeah.
Like you can see her try not to very hard. Like some people, I feel like, just cry, but hers is, like, earnest.
Yes.
You know, kind of. At first, I was in the middle of writing. Do you think that Chief should have given her advice? Because she was like, wait, no, like, aren't you going to help me? Like, give me this answer. And then I didn't think he was going to, but then he says that I'm not going to be responsible for you being less of a human.
Yeah, I appreciated Chief not telling her.
And she was even willing to give up the information in order to learn how to
be less human.
Yeah, which I thought was like... Even Chief, like, recognized, like, I'm not going to hear this from her. Like, she doesn't need to go down for this.
Well, because it's, like, it's not... She's experiencing it in all parts of her life. Like, with Burke, she's experiencing it with, like, Izzy.
Like, friendship.
Yeah. And her job, and...
Ugh.
She loses her edge. Which
is okay, I think.
Yeah, and at the end, I think she, like, kind of comes to terms with it when she, like, grabs Burke's hand and, like...
Well, I think seeing Denny dead and seeing, like, how that effect, like, that hits her in a way that she's like, I don't want to be in that position and not... It's funny, like, we've been shitting on Izzy this whole time.
Yeah.
And for rightfully so. But, like, when you get to that moment and you realize, like, she really did love him, mm-hmm. you kind of, like... I think that's why, like, when I think back to the storyline, I never used to get so, like... Izzy's crazy. Like, because if you look at this episode, like, you get it, kind of. Like,
well, yeah, because then, like, Izzy's talking about, like, he sees me. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always been seen as, like, the beautiful girl, and no one sees me as intelligent. They see me as boobs and blonde hair.
Right.
And, like, Denny gets me.
Also sees her as.
Yeah, that too.
But no, you're right. Yeah, like, it's this beautiful sentiment that he knows her.
And so then she decides to marry him, and then he fucking dies.
I love their little banter when it's like, when I even wrote it, when he says, oh, we take turns, and he goes, it's polite and it keeps me from yelling.
I wrote the same thing, that same quote. I love that.
Yeah, and I just like how she comes in and she says, my turn.
Yeah.
And then his face, like, he just, like, lights up.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And then he fucking dies.
Fucking dies. I'm
just going to keep saying that. And then he fucking dies. So then Meredith.
Yeah, which I feel like... Well, first of all, I like that Chief was like, I know you. You didn't do it.
Yeah.
Which is true. But I also, she's thinking about other things, which, like, is also a great defense mechanism when Chief is questioning you about things to, like, bring up his affair with your mom.
But, like, this is the first time
that they, like, talk about
it. Yeah, that Meredith confronts him about it.
Right, because McDreamy talked about it with Chief. Who else? Adele and Chief.
Yep, and now Meredith.
I think, yeah. And so, it's just, it's big.
And it's such good acting. Like, Chief, you can watch his, like, teeth clench. Like, in his, when Meredith says, like, I've been thinking about this, like, you had, whatever she says, like, you had an affair or whatever. And it, like, pans to him. And, yeah, you can watch him, like, trying not to respond. Like,
his right, or face. Show any emotion at all.
It's really good acting.
Oh, yeah. And it just, like, I don't know. It just makes you, it makes me respect Meredith because she's, like, that's her boss. Like,
yeah.
It's an authority figure and she just fucking nails him with that.
But all of them do, dude. Like, that's their fucking boss.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to talk about George.
George is staring. Like, no, it's just Chief.
Oh, yeah, staring at
George. He's just, like, silent. He's the only time.
He knows that he could break George. I feel like that's his method. George is like, I can break him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, definitely.
But I like that even George is like, I don't care. I mean, I do care what you think of me, but, like, right. I don't know. It's classic George. What else did George say? Anything?
George, I don't think I wrote.
I didn't wrote anything. I just like him not making eye contact.
Yeah.
Oh, this is another, just going right to George. Another reason I love him is he's been visiting Burke.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then Burke was like, he's my friend.
Which, like, the two, like, I mean, they had those episodes, but, like, you wouldn't think they would be friends.
No, they should not be friends. Like, they're complete opposite people, but he plays the clarinet. And
so Burke they plays, jam.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what happens. I also, just random note, Finn has such blue eyes. Yeah. Did you notice that?
I think that's why I like him, because Jake has really blue eyes.
Does he? I don't know if I'm...
They're, like, so blue.
I...
Really?
Maybe I have.
They're bluer
that.
Than mine.
I guess maybe I do know that.
McDreamy eyes.
McDreamy eyes.
But, yeah, Finn looks like a blonde to Patrick Dempsey. Like, a weird knockoff.
Yeah, version. He does.
Not like that ugly guy that was trying to look like... Remember that we had an episode title that was, like...
Oh, yeah.
About
who was that? Was it a patient?
It was the guy whose wife wanted her boobs cut off.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, this, I feel like McVette is a perfect, like, so similar in so many ways, but not Derek.
Yes.
And that's the problem.
But not Derek.
Also, should we talk about, so since we were talking about Burke saying he's my friend, like, the scene when Christina goes in there and Burke says, I won't bear a grudge.
Yes. Burke is such a good guy.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is the phrase? Letting her off the hook. Letting Christina off the hook.
Right.
And is just like, I have to take care of me, but like, I understand if you can't be around for this. It's such a strong thing to say.
Do you think he truly would have not borne a grudge?
No.
Okay.
But I think he said it. Or yeah. I think, no, actually, maybe I do.
Yeah.
Like, I do, I could see him... Well, spoiler alert, shit happens later on.
I don't think he'd be like how Derek is.
No, I'm saying spoiler alert with him.
Maybe we shouldn't. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't want to. I feel like we have new listeners like Owen who don't know how the show goes.
Okay, okay.
We have to be careful with these now.
Yeah, I know.
But I feel like he is a very different person than Derek, too. Like, he doesn't act out of anger, like, right away. He, like, I feel like, well, he's been also laying in a hospital bed and has a lot of little time to, like, think about his response.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, what do you think? Do you think he would really not?
I think that he would, when he is, with her, he wouldn't. But, like, I'm sure internally he would. But I don't think, like, externally he would. He has a lot of control over his emotions.
Yes.
And so I feel like
I feel like you're right. Like Derek
does not.
No.
He's like pouting in a corner or like looking across the
room. Always pouting in a goddamn corner.
Or I feel
corner.
Like if he had a journal, he'd be like journaling.
Yeah. And like looking up and like staring at you while he journaled.
About you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
He is so fucking moody.
Yeah. And a lot of people in the group have brought up again, and even our past like patrons on the show, like, Derek is not lovable right now.
No, not at all.
And it's hard to like empathize with him and like understand.
Yeah. So can I go to like, I just have to go to the end of this episode a little bit where Meredith and Derek end up together. And we can talk more about that scene.
Yeah.
But I needed to say that because I feel like when I first watched this, like that was the scene that you really wanted. Like you wanted them to end up together. But rewatching this now, I'm like, Derek's a dick, like, this whole time. And it just doesn't feel as satisfying.
Right. I don't know why either.
When you, like, I guess when you analyze this, like, very deeply for an hour, like...
Right.
He's... I guess maybe it feels satisfying when he finally, like, admits to her, like, that he wants to be with her, but he doesn't want to be with her because he has... Like, that...
I can understand that point of view.
Yeah.
But, it is just weird. Like, it's almost like you want... Oh, I want to talk about a spoiler alert, but we can't. Can I? I say... Skip ahead 1 minute. Like in season 5 with Rose, how he ends things in order to make it okay with Meredith.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how I wanted this. Like I want it to be okay. And instead, like it's still wrong. Like he's still wronging Addison. And that's why it is like shitty.
Right.
At the same time though, now they're both wronging someone at the same time.
Yes. Which makes it their dirty little fucking secret.
Yeah. Oh,
we should
just talk about that sex scene. Slow-mo.
That song is so good.
I also laugh because so clearly that is filmed not... It's like filmed in slow motion, but they're not moving in slow motion. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, right,
I doubt
right.
they're acting like...
Right.
They're acting normally. So I wonder like what that would look like played at like full speed. And be like, bleh.
Dude, that's a really good point.
It's because it's not like they're... I'm sure they're indulging a little bit in like their movements, but I think it's more of a frantic sex. And it's,
well,
it's
it
like...
It would have to be because like they're...
They've been tensioning for a whole season.
And they're like, our partners are downstairs. Like, you gotta like...
Act quick.
Bang it out.
Yeah.
You know?
So I just wonder like, so, you know, there's the magic of the music added, the way it's filmed and editing. Just picture it.
Yeah. Do you think like during that, like, do you think a director is calling out like, now, like, nuzzle her or whatever.
I think a lot of times during those, when they film those, it's, like, a closed set, it's called, where it's, like well, that's if there's, like, nudity, but this is, like, almost-ish.
Yeah.
And it's just, like maybe, like, the one director and the filmer and them. And I doubt it. I feel like they're so, They're probably so good at now. Yeah. That's one of my notes, though, is that their chemistry is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, whether or not you like Derek or not, like, their chemistry is real.
Well, and, like, watching that, you're like, I want to have sex with that. Yeah. That, literally, you're like, I want...
Yeah. You we were sitting literally next to each other touching.
Yeah, our legs, our knees were touching each other. I kept getting closer and closer to you. You mentioned while we were watching it that moment where he, like, kind of smiles at Meredith. It's super sexy.
Yeah, because he's, like, so happy that it's all happening.
Yeah.
Also, to have sex in a dress and just have him take your undies off, but, like, you still, like... It's like but you dirty like, sex.
Yeah,
you're still, you still look fabulous.
Still have like,
yeah,
things are put where they're supposed to be. You know,
just yeah.
Also, but right before that, leading up to that scene, smoldering fucking eyes, man.
Oh, across the room.
As they're
if
both
I ever
dancing.
Go to a prom again, I'm gonna just look for someone and
yeah,
stare
and
at them.
Smolder their
yeah
looking,
and they at, both like okay, so like she gets claustrophobic feeling.
Yeah. Because
does he have the same feeling, or does he get a boner?
I think he gets a boner, and he runs. A, he runs after her.
Meredith, fix this.
because he needs to make sure she's okay, but really just wants to boner.
Yeah, bone her.
Boner.
One
of my notes is hot! Exclamation point.
Wait, mine is. I wrote something about. That look makes Derek looks at her and then she says I'm just hot like that's
oh,
what she
is
says
that what it was,
yeah
because
I wrote that look makes her hot and I didn't know what I meant but that's what it is
okay
and then I wrote their chemistry and then at the end Callie finds them and she fixes her dress
so good
that is like the perfect like tiny little nuance in a show but that shows a lot about a character
yeah
and just about like okay,
women looking out for women.
Yeah, I fucking love that.
Yeah.
I would fix your dress.
Thank you. I would fix your dress, too.
Also, too, like, you know, I just was just laughing. Like, they're going to try to look like they didn't have sex.
But you totally look like you have sex.
Yeah, also I have very fair skin. So any, like, anywhere on my face is blotchy. Like, you know. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's no height. I'd have to wear a turtleneck.
Well, and then your hair. And
yeah.
Then-
hair always looks good.
Your hair always looks good.
No, but I'm thinking like, you know, like they call it sex hair when it's like the perfect tousled.
Mine is never the perfect tousled. Mine is like a rat's nest.
You're so, yeah. I usually put mine in a scrunchy bun so that it doesn't get fucked up.
No, yeah. My hair is like downed. It like,
oh no.
It's not. It's not like, oh, I just had like sex hair. It's like, I look like I was in the jungle for a couple of weeks. I'm like, what year is it? That's what I look like after sex. There's nothing pretty about it.
Can you, maybe for the listeners,
take a photo
next time we'll take a selfie. Meredith's sex hair
versus
real life. That could be a viral meme.
It would be funny. I mean, it's my hair is very, my sex hair is very similar to my hair when I wake up in the morning. So I can take a selfie of that. There, I actually have some and they're so bad of like.
My morning hair, see, I am trying to like make my hair like not fall off and stay healthy. So I, before I go to bed every night, I put like a little bit of this oil in and I put it in like a really tight Miss Trunchbull-esque top knot with a scrunchie. So I wake up with hair exactly the same.
With like a just a top knot.
Yeah, like that, but I brush it. Like so it's like perfectly smooth.
But what so a you bun. Wake up.
The bun is like on top of my head.
No, but I'm saying when you wake up, it's still just in a bun.
Yeah, sometimes the bun has
like mine would fall out. Like how
my hair's longer? I don't know.
No, I think I just have crazy hair.
But like also sometimes the bun like it stays in its little twirliness but it separates from my head so it's like this dingleberry like sometimes I go in the bathroom so Jake like says goodbye to me at like 7:15 and I get up at 8 and I'll look in the mirror and I'll be like how the fuck did he just kiss this goodbye and say nice things because I look like a man like a man with a bad man bun. I'll send you a picture in the morning. It's my I have dark circles.
Oh yeah. Or yeah, I do not look good in the morning.
No.
I don't really ever look good in...
Yes, you do. No. Wait, Brie. Do we need to talk about this?
No, I'm fine.
You are beautiful.
I'm totally fine. I mean, like, I'm saying, like, I get ready for work and I, like, look good.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, other than that, I just don't try.
What, so it was nice to see what they all would choose to wear to prom.
Look at my stomach right now. We ate a lot of orange chicken tonight, and I'm wearing these high-waisted leggings to try and hold in my stomach.
It's just worse.
It's not doing it.
No. Before you came over, I was wearing one of Jake's plaid shirts that fits about the same way that fits you.
Yeah.
And I wish I was wearing it.
Yeah. Feels good.
Okay, so we saw everyone's prom outfits.
Callie's is terrible.
Okay, but Addison's had the same bad neckline. It's a neckline that was popular a while ago where it's like a U-shape kind of. Yeah. And it
pushes just,
and it makes your boot, it's so bad.
Yeah. And Addison's hair was terrible.
Yeah, and
it was
her
in
dress.
Like a French braid. Addison talking about her like prom day Skippy Gold. I left.
Addison is a band geek.
Yeah.
I have so many thoughts about things at the prom, but, I thought that, Meredith like was a little over dramatic when she comes down the stairs.
I didn't think she looked that good.
No, like it was a black dress. I guess it wasn't scrubs.
Yeah. And she like, her hair was pretty, but there are a couple scenes like in later seasons where Meredith gets dressed up and she has like actual makeup on. And I think she looks like stunning. Like it's a big difference from what she wears at work. But this just felt like she put on a black dress.
The only one who had a good dress was Christina, of course.
I really liked Christina's. Yeah, I didn't like
it. It was like classy. No.
Bailey's was
a scarf. For a second, I thought this was the episode when Bailey and Derek have a moment, but that's later on. But she's dressed similarly.
Yeah.
That's, a satin dress.
Yeah.
Yes?
I want to talk about Callie. Like, I...
Okay, yeah.
...did not like her dress. Like, I feel
You're
like...
You're still talking about her dress.
I'm sorry, but I feel like wardrobe should have, like, could have done so much more
Okay,
for
but
her.
This was... Okay, it's 14 years ago.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, this fashion was those weird, like, scrunchy, tight dresses. I bet you if people in our group post their prom photos, they're going to look similar. Like, dresses like that.
Yeah.
Her hair is so big, too.
Yeah.
But she... I left. So, the scene with her and George.
Yes.
I liked that, like, George, you know, got a little... At first, I was like, whoa, assault. What's happening? But, like, at the same time... Callie's like, and like can't get away from George.
Let go of me, George.
I was like, she's like, Callie could fucking
in the fucking face.
Yeah, I wrote Callie could totally get away from George if he was trying.
Yeah,
like she's taller than him and like more like she's larger than him.
Yeah, she could literally just break his arm and walk away. And she breaks bones for her.
Yeah, and she's like,
let's get off of me, George. No.
Yeah, but I did. I wrote this is. One of the reasons, like, I just like George as a character is, like, I like that he's honest in this moment. And I like that he was, like, no, like, you caught me off guard with your I love you. I'm not there yet. Give me time. But, like, yeah. I'm not ending this. Because I feel like people probably find themselves in that situation a lot. And
I've been there numerous times.
Yeah. And, like, and don't you feel pressured to say it back. Like, there needs to be some sort of response that's, like, I don't feel that way yet, but I'm going to, but like, don't hate me.
I'm rewatching The OC.
Oh, I've never seen it.
What?
I know. It's on my list.
Wow. And Marissa says, I love you to Ryan. And then they both get like super like weirded out. And then Ryan's response is thank you. So similar thing.
Yeah. What do you say?
Well, one time I said it to someone and they responded that I think you feel more strongly for me than I do for
that's
you.
That's honestly the worst response.
Yeah, it was terrible.
That would make me want...
Terrible.
...to go, I don't know, move.
Yeah, I was just... I think I just, like, grabbed my bag and walked out. Like, that was...
I took a risk. I said it to Jake after 3 months of being together.
Yeah.
At age 19 and 20, which maybe not. When you're 19, 20, you're in love with... I don't know, but I
said that like after like 3 months.
Yeah, I know. I just, but you knew him a long time.
That's true.
I literally knew him for 3 months max.
Yeah.
But it was because I was going to camp for the summer and I knew I wouldn't get to see him. I had one chance. We were in his bunk bed. Bottom bunk.
But here's the thing too. I also believe like saying I love you, it's like a big deal, but also like there are so many forms of love. So like I think like the first I love you is wonderful.
But it's not everything.
But it's not everything. And then it continues to grow and things happen and you find, like, your love deepens. And so I don't think it's that big of a deal that Callie said it. Like, they've been dating a long time. And I do appreciate that George isn't ready to say it and is honest and communicates instead of just, like, being freaked out.
Yeah, I just, I feel like that's the first time we kind of see, I don't like to use the phrase man up because I think it's not a good phrase for the world. But, like, he sort of, like, comes into his own in that moment and, like, is like, no, like, let me finish. And, like, this is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, listen to what I have to say. Like, I'm not rejecting you, but I'm just not ready to say it yet.
Right.
And which feels like a rejection.
And I feel like he worked all that out in his therapy session with Chief.
Oh, yes. Yes, he did. I feel like everyone worked their
shit
out.
Chief just stares at him and very confused and, like, I don't need to know this.
Any of this. No. I feel like Chief offered everyone, like, the ability to figure out their
shit.
And
he never gave them a response. Except Christina a little bit, but, like, not really.
Did he give Meredith a response?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think.
We can talk about... I think we should end with, like, the last scene.
Well, yeah.
But I wanted to talk about Camille. Is that her name?
Oh, when she says that...
She's in love.
She's been loved.
Yeah.
That is so sweet.
It's very poignant.
Yeah.
And I also think she sounds like Adele.
Yeah.
I don't remember what she said.
She said, Uncle Richard. Yeah.
And we both looked at each other and were like ugh, yeah.
Fucking Adele.
It's just very breathy.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Richard.
Wine?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm trying to think if there's anything up until... Oh my God. Wait. Yes. I want to see if this is on the wiki page. My favorite funny moment of this episode.
Were there any?
Yes, when they asked Bailey for help with prom advice.
Oh, her Bailey teaching moment.
Yeah, it's mystical and magical when she says silver and white. But I really want to see if this is in here because that was probably one of my favorite monologues of hers.
Yeah,
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Well, I just thought it was hilarious. Hilarious that she had a teaching moment about planning prom.
I'm seeing if it's on YouTube. I'm going to play it if it is.
Ow. Oh, my gosh. I have a foot cramp. You know when you, like, get those really bad, like, Charlie horses in your feet, and it's like you got to eat a banana because you don't have enough potassium? Ow. Can we take a break?
Yes.
I have a terrible foot cramp.
Things really took
Wow, guys, I'm really sorry. Abby's never had one of those before.
I've had one once, but, like, isn't it because it has to do with, like, being hydrated and...
Yeah, I just said something about potassium in my breakdown, but you need to eat a banana. I don't know. I, like, blacked out. But it does have to do with, like, hydration, but it's, like, literally, like, your toes curl.
Yeah.
And I, like, have to squeeze my foot and, like, stretch out my toes. I'm hoping it doesn't happen again, but it was very scary. You were just, like, searching for something, and I was like, take a break.
We'll have to listen back, see if we should keep that or not. I think maybe we should.
Yeah, I'm just breaking
all
down.
All of a sudden, you just have...
I just have a fucking breakdown.
Or I come back just myself and be like,
Bree went home.
Bree had to leave.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what we were saying. Oh, I was talking about
the prom.
Because she says silver and white, it's mystical and magical, New York Fashion Week. She's like, something like, yeah, it's bland enough, it makes the colors pop.
Yeah, and they're like, pop, pop. Yeah.
Yeah, that was just a great part of mine.
And then she told them to get like 5 million balloons or whatever.
Silver and white.
Silver
and white are the
colors. And black.
Oh.
The shiny kind, none of that matte
stuff.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Oh, we missed a scene.
What?
The dog scene. Yeah.
That actually, I think, is what starts my spiral of crying in this episode. Like, and I think they purposely did that. Like,
oh, yeah.
They get you worked up, and then it's like, okay, again.
Yeah.
But then you're already weak because you literally just saw a dog get put down.
Which is so sad.
Yeah, which, like, we don't need to dull the mood, bring our buzz down. But, like, I've had to be there in that room when it happens, and it's honestly, like, the worst thing in the world. Meredith's reaction is so, like, real, except that I think I, like, wailed a lot more. But, my dog Liam was hit by a car, and I had to that was, like, more Finn and whatever, but they make you, like, make the choice if they're in, like, what's that called? Like they're in a crisis or like it happened. It wasn't like he was old and
it was like an emergency.
You have to like sign all the shit first and pay. You have to pay first? You have to give them your credit card first because like it does cost.
How much is it?
I had like the most, he had a little bit of oxygen. I had him cremated or like taken away. Like I didn't take the dog body home and the like injection. It was like $500.
Holy shit.
My parents paid for it, which was nice of them.
Well, yeah, but, because you were probably breaking down at that point.
Jake was there. Jake's mom, my mom, and me. It was horrifying. But yeah, so like that episode, even before I had a dog, always killed me. And especially because like the dog is a metaphor for Derek and Meredith's relationship.
Right.
Because like she just says like, but it was, or what does Meredith say? She says something and then Derek looks at her and says like, but it was a good dog.
Yeah.
Like, it's devastating. Also, I feel like Finn loses all chances when he has to be the one to kill the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, what is the line? Does this mean anything about when Meredith says something about, here's the thing, it was never really my dog.
It is Derek's dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that
about? Let's unpack it.
Okay. But I need your help because I'm asking what it's about.
Well, I don't, I feel like our listeners would be, I'm trying to find that.
Like what the exact exchange is.
It's not in here. But yeah, I don't know. I just think that I feel like that was her last strand kind of connecting her to Derek.
Yeah.
Like, cause it was their dog and whatever. And so I don't know why exactly she says that, but all I know is that like, I think he's trying to come like, to her, it's all over at this point. They don't have anything else that's like tying them together.
Right.
But I don't know.
And that is like a whole nother breakup.
Right. So it's
and your dog's dying.
All at once.
Yeah.
I think she's crying. Yeah. She's crying about like Derek, I think even more than.
Oh, more than Doc. Yeah.
Well, it spurs things.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, literally as that scene was happening, well, first of all, I had like cleared my throat and Bree had coughed, so my dog was nervous. So, but he has paw on me and then he came and curled up right next to us in that scene.
Yeah. Aww.
He knew. But that's just the worst. And their whole, they're saying it's okay. It's okay.
Oh my God. That's,
we'll stop talking about it. But that's literally.
I did get like if I would have been watching this alone, I probably would have cried.
Same.
Like I was getting a little teary.
Just the part when they say like, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Because the thing that's so difficult with animals is like, they're so aware and like, no, but like, we can't quite communicate with them.
And he has to like hold him. Cause it like,
There's this really great podcast and it's called. It's a new podcast called This Is Love. It's by the person who does Criminal. Yeah. And the newest episode was about this swimmer in the ocean. And this baby whale ended up swimming by her. Did you listen to this?
Mm-mm.
And anyways, it's like really beautiful, long story. It's great. Plug in another podcast. Go listen to it. But at the end, the person who was being interviewed about like this experience was just like, they ended up finding the mother and she like touched this like huge fucking gray whale. Like this thing could murder her and like put her hand on the gray whale. And it was just like this belief that like we are connected with other living things and like they know when you mean well and like goodness. Like, and I felt that way with like Doc, you know, just like, everything's going to be okay. Like, you're going to go see the bright light and then you're going to run around and it's going to be great.
So sad.
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, that is what makes me fragile for that end scene.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, yeah. Put a dying animal in anything. Oh, my God.
And show its eyes. Too much. Not really, though. I actually, like, I hate things like that. But I also love them. Mm-hmm. I love, like, having an outlet to, like, start to make me cry.
Yep.
Like, movie Marley and Me, love it.
Oh.
Even though it kills me.
Oh, my God. I've only been able to watch it a couple times. I can watch it up until the end.
Oh, you can't watch the end.
It a couple times.
The end is where I like to just release all of my bowels. Just kidding. But no, like, I remember seeing that in the movie theater, and audibly, the entire movie theater was like.
Yeah, it's so sad. What about fucking Homeward Bound when Shadow falls in the fucking pit, man? And then he makes it fucking just home.
Peter. Shadow.
Oh my God.
The
oh.
worst is when Peter's yelling for Shadow and he's not coming and then. Oh, God. Wait, yeah. I actually wonder. Hang on.
Oh my God. I'll probably cry.
I just
want to. You know, when we saw that movie in the theaters, I was really young. And I was sobbing, and my like sister looked over and was like, why is Bree crying? And it was not at the scene that you would expect. It was when the little girl was lost in the woods, and I just felt so bad for her that she was lost.
Yeah, that is terrifying.
I was very young, like sobbing.
That is a worst nightmare. I've been lost in a grocery store.
It's scary as shit at 19.
I just want to play this little end part.
Oh, God. Oh my God. Oh shit.
It's a dog.
It's a dog.
Okay, guys, turkey's on the table.
This is 4 minutes.
Yes!
That little kid is so cute.
He is really cute.
Should we fast forward?
Yeah, should we do a podcast about home makeup? Oh, because all of them. Oh, Sassy.
Sassy's the worst.
I fucking love Sassy.
Oh, she's so
home with me. I thought I'd never see you again. Sassy's back.
Oh, because Chance is the little kid's job.
Yeah.
Never.
That's me with Marge.
God, Sassy can't breathe.
Sassy can't
breathe. Oh, here we go. Peter. Let me just fast forward a little bit. They're all very sad, listeners.
Yeah.
He's old.
He's
too far.
It's too far.
He's just too old.
Yeah, he fell in a fucking pit.
I was always afraid of pits after this, too.
Like, oh, go on. Oh!
Our listeners can't see this. Bree's crying.
Every fucking time, I can't take it.
Peter. Shut up!
Oh, Peter. And I had a golden retriever.
I love you so. Oh, it's such a long run. Their yard is a football field long.
I did not cry in this Grey's Anatomy episode, but I am crying at the end of fucking Homeward Bound. Oh, every time, man.
I've never been creeped out though to realize that like Shadow is an old man, like Peter. Because I don't think, like, I never really think of my dogs as old. Like, they're old, but like, I don't think of their voices any different.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh my gosh. Sorry, listeners, if that wasn't. We'll post it in the show notes.
Holy shit. If you've never seen Homeward Bound, I don't want to be friends with you.
Don't watch it anymore. We just spoiled it.
Spoiled the whole movie.
I would like to know like people's top triggers for crying, like television triggers.
Well, I just found mine. It just reminds me of my dog.
I know.
And she died.
I know.
But all dogs go to heaven. Yeah.
They don't. Don't worry, McCoy.
You'll go to heaven. It'll be fine.
Is that why you got a cat? Because they live to be 100?
It's still very true.
They literally never die.
Yeah.
I feel like you rarely hear about someone who's like, my cat died. Because it happens rarely. Like, never.
Because it rarely happens. They just live on. Or when the cat dies, it's like so old at that point.
All their friends are like,
God, that fucking cat is dead.
That's...
Thank God.
That's actually probably what it is. Or like the friends are like, I didn't know it was still alive.
This is a really funny, sad-ish, weird story.
Yes.
About our family cat dying. So like it became an outdoor cat. His name was Valentine. And like it rarely came
around. Sounds like a whore.
It was a whore. It rarely came around. Like,
is it a boy or a girl?
It was a girl.
Okay.
And she wanted to be an outdoor cat. Like,
sure she did.
She did. Okay. She would like run outside and she wouldn't want to come home and she wouldn't come in. But once in a while she would. Anyway, so she would come back to the patio once in a while and like lay on the porch on the furniture. And it had been a couple days and my dad had seen her there for a couple days and then realized like I'm seeing this.
She's dead.
Yeah. And so we were, like, I'm pretty sure moved out by now. Like, I don't know. Anyway, my dad comes running inside to my mom and goes, she's dead. She's dead. My mom's like, who's dead? And he was like, don't tell the girls. She's dead. He's like, who's dead? And then he was like, Valentine the cat. My mom was like, oh, well.
At least it's not like a woman.
Yeah. And so my dad buried her in the backyard. But I don't think any of us were sad because she was like 42.
Yeah.
It was time for her to go. But she did come home to die on the porch, which was really sad.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of dying animals.
She right died now. Alone.
Yeah.
My neighbors growing up, she's still my friend today. They always had like multiple dogs at a time, like three or four.
Yeah.
And their part in their yard, like literally became
a graveyard for.
Yeah. It was a little frightening.
Did they have like little tombstones?
They like the kids would like draw things on rocks, you know, and then put it there. But that just freaks me out.
Yeah. A lot of dead things.
They
a lot
gave
of bones.
Me, I have it hanging top left, Liam's Aww. Paw. They sent me up, which I love. Liam was a bastard and my dog. And literally like, I laughed so hard. I was like, they couldn't even get his paw print in the middle of the mold. It's like half hanging off and there's hair stuck to it. And I was like, wow, he really fucked me over right at the end too. Like, just like not this perfect paw print.
Nope.
Yeah. So that hangs there to haunt me. But anyways, should we talk about
the last scene?
Yeah. A trigger.
The last scene. A what?
I feel like it's a trigger for me. A crying trigger for me.
Oh yeah.
Usually.
Well, you had mentioned last week that you could just cry by listening to Chasing Cars.
Yeah. It's moved that far.
Yeah.
I think this would be, I had a question for us. I'll do it afterwards. Okay. I have a question for you in this scene. Like what part of it is, or what line or what moment in it is what makes it so emotional for you? And then I'll share mine.
I think I get the most emotional when Karev says, like, it's not Denny. Like, that's when I start to get, like, Izzy, that's not Denny anymore. Because then that's the part where Izzy starts picking up her emotions.
Right.
Like, isn't this just the most ridiculous, stupidest thing? And then just he scoops her up.
He said, we can't throw him away like he's garbage. Or no, wait, that's from something else.
That's what Doc.
Okay, but also... So is Doc a Denny?
Wait, can you imagine if Izzy said that?
It was written by the Izzy part. I got confused. It's the part about the morgue. That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just ruined it.
I think people be like, we're not going to.
You crazy?
Yeah, you fucking, you really are crazy, is you? What the fuck are you talking
so
about?
Sorry. Oh.
We could have had like a really emotional moment.
I know. And
it's okay. I've already cried once on the podcast and I freak out about my foot. So it's fine. I don't.
I think this is maybe Katherine Heigl's, I think she peaked in her career here.
Yeah. Because what else has she even been in? Knocked
Lots
Up.
Lots of like weird rom-coms. She is in the really good one, The 27 Dresses. Oh, I like that one. Is that the same one where they go to a pub and get wasted?
Yeah, that's
same
27 movie?
Yeah, so love that one.
So yeah, that one.
Is it Mark Ruffalo?
No.
No.
No, it
but
is not
Mark Ruffalo.
But it's
that guy who kind of looks like
it
Mark
does,
Ruffalo.
Yeah. God damn it. Let's start a podcast about Mark Ruffalo.
Honestly, it would take off.
Yeah.
Because no one else is doing it.
Guys. We're starting a second podcast.
It's easy. We know how.
And it's going to be about Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Is that creepy?
Maybe he'll be on it. He's like very famous, but almost like maybe you could possibly get a hold of him.
Well, yeah. I was remember we were going to try and get a hold of Ellen because I had a dream.
Ellen Pompeo?
No, Ellen DeGeneres because I had a dream that Mark Ruffalo and I were in love and we went on Ellen and everyone was
right.
Like... Everyone is like, wow, they're so in love. And like, I want like to have their relationship. We were like sitting on the couch together. And I remember the way he was like looking at me. And you were like, you should contact Ellen.
Yeah.
Because like.
Maybe she would make that happen.
Yeah.
We still should do that.
I mean, I have a boyfriend now, but.
It's fine. I'm sure he'd be okay with it.
Yeah. It's Mark Ruffalo.
Okay, so yours is that one. Mine's the same. It's for me, it's anything with Alex and Izzy. Like yeah. when he picks her up. Because I think it's because in that moment, if I put myself in Izzy's shoes, which I feel like that's what I do when I watch shows, mm-hmm. I put myself in like the victim's shoes.
Yeah.
To like reach that emotion, is I would need someone to pick me up. Yep. Physically pick me up, move me, and like the way she cries and he like keeps resting his yeah. face, which like part of me was questioning, like, is he also doing this because he is in love with her?
Well,
like,
I'm sure. Of course he's in love with her.
Yeah.
But I think in that moment, he's not thinking about that. Mm-hmm. I think he's literally like, I'm in love with you and you are hurting, so I'm going to like care.
That for is
you.
What kills me about all of it, though, is when he picks her up.
Yeah, that end scene, I said, Karev, this scene makes me love him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, I remember seeing the scene for the first time, and I would have been in high school, mm-hmm. and I was like, that is what I would want. Like, that right. was my idea of, like, being, like, sad and having something bad happen to me, and then this guy swoop in, and, like, and I love, in the very last scene when they're walking out, it's just Karev and George following her at the end.
Yeah.
Just her two dudes. Boys.
Yeah. And I love too that, like, I love that end scene when she talks, the way she talks to Chief.
Yeah.
I feel like I could recite it. Like, we know it so well. But
maybe you should.
No. When she just says, like, that she cut the LVAD, it was her. And, ugh.
And she thought she was a surgeon.
And she's not.
And she's not.
And she quits.
Yeah. See ya.
And I quit. It's like so like desperate. Oh.
And then Meredith standing in between Finn and Derek.
Yeah. Which is like so a little bit cheesy, but perfect.
Yeah.
Like,
and then just ends on Meredith.
And I want to know the choreography. Because if you look, they look at each other like seven times.
Yeah.
There's like one, two. Finn to Derek. Derek to Meredith.
They had to practice it multiple times.
Yeah.
Back to the Denny's scene.
Yeah.
I felt like all the interns did such a great job too. Like, I don't know.
They weren't like freaked out. Like, oh my God, Izzy, get off. Like, they're very like, but yeah. And I wonder too, like, Christina gets shut down by Izzy because Christina says something and Izzy's like, get out of here right now. Like,
leave us alone or whatever. Yeah.
Which I feel like that would be hard to take when you're trying to help someone and mm-hmm. even though you know they're like hurting.
Yeah.
But I feel like Christina and Izzy are so different that it's like not phased by that.
Why is and there like, no other doctor?
You know what I feel like we forget all the time is Callie's in there.
Yeah. And see, which I think is helpful for her to see what's going on. Because like, remember earlier,
she
doesn't know what's going on.
Right.
And then she finally like sees mm-hmm. it all. And it's like a part of it.
Yeah, I think, I bet you, Olivia, the nurse, probably found him or he coded and I'm sure I bet they probably tried to
resuscitate him.
And then maybe Izzy walked in and laid, but like, you know, we don't actually know how it all went down.
Right.
But I can't imagine if you just had a new heart, you're not connected to some sort of monitor that lets people know
that you're flatlined.
Right.
Do we think... So we think that Izzy didn't find him dead.
I don't think so. I bet you, like, it was, like, the perfect, like, timing.
Also, you made a good point that Bailey does not call or say time of death correctly or whatever.
She says 7:22.
Yeah.
She...
PM. Yeah.
I wonder if that's in the notes and trivia.
Yeah.
We can throw him away like he's garbage. sorry, I just had to say that again. Also, I forgot that, like, Finn, it's not over yet.
No. Well, and we didn't even talk about Finn saying he has plans.
Yeah, that was such a sweet moment. And also, it's so crazy, like, she went from 0 to 60, Meredith.
Well, and poor fucking Addison, dude.
Yeah, she always gets screwed. Shout out to Lisa, our attic.
Yeah, this is gonna correspondent. Suck. I did appreciate, though, that, like, Derek, I did appreciate his... like, little speech to Meredith.
Yeah, that he doesn't want to be looking at
her.
And I honestly think that's, like, the human condition. Like, that can happen to you. Like,
you
want to love someone, but you love someone else. Like...
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Right. And so what I think has just been shitty all along is he maybe should have just never tried with Addison again. Because his heart was never in it.
Well, yes, I agree.
The only times it was is when he's, like, retaliating against a feeling of Meredith. Like, it was never out of, like, love for Addison.
No, because...
I think he respects Addison now. I don't think at first he did, but...
No.
But also, I appreciated too in that moment, like, you saw Addison looks at Derek and sees him looking, like, down at the ground when Meredith walks by. And I feel like she knows, but she just doesn't use that time to...
Right. Can I do a quick spoiler alert?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, skip ahead for, like, a minute. I feel like Derek didn't want to be with Addison anymore. And then when she... Well, maybe this isn't a spoiler alert. When she cheats on him, that is an excuse.
Excuse for him to leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a pre-spoiler alert.
Yeah, that already happened, didn't it? I'm confused on timelines.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like, looking... Like, was probably looking for an out. He was disconnected. He was absent.
Yeah.
And then used that as, like...
As the excuse.
Yep.
And so so my point was, he should have never tried. I was agreeing with you. He should have never tried again because he got his out.
Yeah, and I think that that is what... But I wonder if he's, like, kind of... Even though he isn't doing a good job, like, maybe he's one of those people that, like, sees in black and white and morals and, like, the right thing to do is to try with Addison.
Right.
Which is maybe why, like, later on we respect him a little bit more with once he's, like, you know, like, breaks it off with her. I don't know.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how we feel about him later.
Because, like you said, this writing does make you feel a little bit more empathy for him.
Yeah. Yeah. You mean, like, him telling Meredith?
Right, right. Yeah. I think what I will never feel, like, okay with is how much of a dick he was to Meredith.
Yeah, he calls her a fucking whore.
Which, like, clearly he's speaking out of anger and his own feelings, but that is still crossing a line.
It's crossing a very big line.
Right, right. So, yeah, and, you know, and the vet has plans.
And doesn't Meredith call him out on calling her a whore? And that?
Yeah, yeah, she says that right in the beginning. She's like, you called me a whore. So.
Does he ever apologize?
He might. We'll see. That's what season 3 is for.
Oh, shit.
I did. Okay, wait. I had a question in here for you that isn't related to the end scene. Where was it? Oh, what was your favorite prom dress like? Which I think we actually kind of already talked about this. And thank you.
In the episode or mine?
No, yours. Mine. And then, like, who, which person were you at prom?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So well, I went either to, peeing or pouring wine.
I went to prom 3 times.
I only went once.
What?
I didn't go my junior. I didn't have a date.
So who cares?
I was too. I don't know. I just didn't. My girlfriends and I like went. Just decided not to go.
Oh.
And we went to after prom.
Oh, okay. I went. I went my sophomore year, my junior, and my senior year.
Wow.
But my sophomore year, I went with like some girlfriends. Like I got a guest pass, so I didn't like have a date. Actually.
Oh, I thought you like had to have an older date to go.
I just had. Like, I had a junior, but she was a girl.
Mm.
So that was, like, my guest pass was my friend.
Yeah.
Because I guess,
you whatever. Were a lesbian at prom.
Yes, I was. So my favorite dress was my senior year. It was, like, this white dress that had, like, one sleeve thing.
It was, you were very Greek.
It was very Greek. And it had this flower thing, and I had, like... headband things in my hair. It was actually like, it was really pretty. And to this day, that was how many years ago? Like, I'm not embarrassed of that dress.
Picture, like the ladies on the Pots of Hercules.
Yes. That is what my hair looked like. And that is what, like, I am not embarrassed. And I was thin as fuck. I was so thin. And my makeup was really like subtle. It wasn't like, because there were, like, some dances where I was like, my hair and my makeup is terrifying.
Yeah.
But that one I was really, really proud of.
You know? That was a good one. You went with, what's his face?
Well, his name is Nick. I was...
But you did not stay with him.
He... Okay. He was in the... Well, because to be
fair... I know.
The musical with me, like, the... What's it called? Like, opposite of you. Like, your love interest in my senior year. And he asked me to prom, like... 5 months before prom. Like, I was, like, blown away. I was like, wait, when's prom? Like, I literally didn't know. So I was not expecting it, but I was in love with this other dude, and I really wanted him to ask me. But I'd already been taken. And so then, I hung out with the one guy for a little bit at the dance, and then I spent after prom with... The other guy.
Yeah.
Spent the night at his house.
Heyo.
What's up? Told my mom I was at your house.
Which I didn't know that. Wasn't I in college? I said college.
Yeah, but I think.
So how does that work?
I think I was like Abby's home and we're hanging out tonight.
I guess that's a good cop out because like your mom didn't know my mom.
There no, it wasn't like I was saying like I was at Reva's. Like,
right.
No, and you barely came around. So it was just like, I'm at Abby's.
That's so funny. Like, I never knew. I don't know if I ever found that out till later in life. Like, I knew that now. But
yeah.
I only had one prom look, L-E-W-K. And it was a like bright ass blue loofah-esque dress.
Wait, was this the one that was like had boobage?
No, it was strapless. Wait, did I go to prom twice? Because I went with Jake, didn't I? I did. I went twice. I went my college year.
Yeah.
But no, this one, it was like blue, tight, strapless, of course. It was like a corset-y back.
Yeah.
But then it like had all these like flowy bottoms and it had like a little slit. Oh, my hair was like down. I tanned for like 3 months, which is probably why I have skin cancer. And it was worth it.
It was totally worth it. Who'd you go with?
Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it was
fun. You were dating him then, right?
We weren't yet, but it like was blossoming. Mm. We went as friends. Actually, yeah. Someone who I think listens to this, I'm afraid to shout it out if she doesn't, but if she does, she'll know. Pretty sure he was going with her and then like went back on it, which I still feel bad to this day. If you're listening, I love you.
That sucks.
Yeah, we're friends, so it's fine, but yeah.
It's so weird. I was honestly thinking about prom recently and like dances and shit. And
yeah.
Like, it's so weird. Like,
also, it's weird when you think about like the fact that like you wouldn't. It was only junior and senior year, or some for some people, it was only senior prom.
Yeah, and then also like
you had to ask someone. What a crazy social construct when you're that age.
Seriously,
like to have a date.
Yeah,
that's just asking for anxiety.
And like going out to dinner. And like expecting him to buy it.
Yeah, when really it's their parents buying it.
And then, my junior year prom, I wore, it was a great dress. I wore a short dress, which was like very like.
Oh, you know, prom.
Oh, you know, you're pulling up photos.
Yeah.
I wore a short dress my junior year, which was like, you didn't really do very
right.
often. But I wish someone would have told me in every single photo I have terrible posture. Like after that dance, I like made a point of in my senior prom photo, I am standing up so straight because I literally was like hunchbacked in my, and I hate those photos.
Yeah. I am. Yeah. There's
oh, one. That dress. Yeah.
I looked like a loofah on the bottom.
Yeah.
But yeah. And also what's weird too is like, so Alex, like, he borrowed someone's car.
Yeah.
So like we drove separate and we drove to Grand Rapids.
You did?
Yeah, we had dinner at the Bob. Oh yeah, look at my mom. Look at us.
You had dinner at the Bob?
Yeah. Also check out my bike.
Oh my God. Prom.
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, and then after prom, I want to know people's.
Wait, okay, pause. This is a photo from after prom of my date with a monster. And you comment. You're the first person to comment.
What did I say?
You say, Alex Seaborg, what the fuck's up? and he goes, remember how we were sober for prom? Oh, my God. And then I go, you must have really liked me.
Oh, no.
He's married. I shot his wedding. But, yeah, so.
Wait. Okay. I want to know from the listeners if they had after prom and what they did at their after prom or if they all just went and got drunk. I feel like the cool kids went and got drunk.
I never did.
No, my senior year, I think I drank at like 5 a.m. and spent the night at that guy's house.
See, that's
it. But like I like hung out at after prom without drinking because I did not
want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
I just went to after prom, which went till like
3 or 4 in the morning.
Like, yeah, like the morning.
Well, like, and that's what I want to know. Did listeners have after prom like that? Like Grand Haven.
Was baller, kind of.
Yeah, like
they didn't downtown, want you to drink.
Downtown opened up.
Yeah, you could get breakfast. The coffee place was open.
The Y was open. They had a trolley.
Ice cream place was open.
That would take you everywhere.
Yeah. That seems like so much organization skills.
Seriously.
To run a city in the middle of the
night. And all of that shit you got for free.
No, you had to, it was part of your prom ticket, I think.
Oh,
maybe,
okay.
Yeah. Also.
Well, but that's what I mean. Like, you got, like, a voucher to, like.
You commented on all of my photos.
Why?
You go, oh, Abby's fucking right ripped.
Like, you must have been drunk commenting on these.
Either, unless you're commenting on them like later in life.
I think I was.
Oh,
because fucking Right Ripped is from FUBAR.
FUBAR, yeah. But still, who knows? Oh, that makes my... Alex Seymour, what the fuck's up? Abby, you're silly and you look uberly pretty.
Thanks. Uberly pretty. I've always been your number one fan.
And that's before...
I've been your OG fan.
And that's before Uber. You came up with that word.
Yeah, obviously, because I'm so clever.
Good. So maybe from for this week's Instagram post, we'll do the quote and then we'll do a couple prom pics.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
But I want to know from the listeners in the group, like, what your prom was like. And if have photos, post them in the
You aren't allowed to I guess you can post it if you don't have a photo, but we mostly want photos.
Yeah.
Should we see if there's notes in trivia?
Yeah. I feel like we just talked about prom for a really long time.
Perfect. Losing My Religion by R.E.M. 22.5 million viewers.
That's me in the spot.
You're gonna love this quote or this note. Note: two of the songs played during this episode will later be sung by the cast in the musical episode. This episode dates the first episode to not have a voiceover, though this may be because it's the second part of a two-part episode.
I said that.
This episode is ranked number 63 on TV Guide's top 100 episodes of all time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Wait, look at who's this. These stills just kill me.
My God, Meredith.
Also, I love that we learned that Meredith in high school, she says she wore all black, and had pink hair. And yeah. Christina said her mom made her go to prom, which when we know Christina's mom is fucking perfect.
Yeah, we do know Christina's mom.
I couldn't remember if we met her or not.
Yeah, we have.
Look at all their prom outfits up close. Oh.
Oh,
that is devastating, that photo. They made him look a lot more dead, though, in the film.
Yeah, Denny looked real dead.
How did he stay still for that
long? Go to the wiki page and look at these still photos.
We'll post some in the Instagram.
Okay.
Like, look at that neckline, though. That was those really bad necklines. It was like a U shape. And it, like, squeezed your boobs weird.
Like a fucking Adele.
Adele in her coat. Who are these people? Are those her parents, maybe?
Yeah, we never saw...
We never see them, but I bet, wonder if that's them.
Yeah, there they are. They made
Looks
it.
Like Adele's sister.
Yeah.
So, anyways, should we call time of death?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I just can't even believe we are... So we want to say thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, before we call time
of
death,
I want to thank the Academy.
Oh, well... It will be after this episode is released. The Oscars will have been a thing. I feel like we should like say some things.
So the last season finale, we got wasted.
Yeah, this season finale, I kind of started to feel like I was getting the flu. I just took some ibuprofen. I feel a lot better now. So,
yeah.
We did not get wasted.
No. We took a shot of tequila. I do think even though
I feel like tequila, you can only like drink in the summer. And our last season finale was in the summer.
It's true. I think it's really cool that we made it through the season. Also, this is such a good season.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, I know they're all, but I can't really remember the detail. Like, this is one that I knew exactly. Yeah. So it will be, I think, a lot less of us being like, well, I remember when this.
Yeah, this is like classic Grays. And then it just kind of starts to change a little bit from here. Mm-hmm. So interested to see where the podcast will grow.
Yeah.
But this has been wonderful. Look out for a bonus episode because it's the end of the season. Who knows? There might be one coming out. And if there is, then you need to be
It's once a month. So we already did February. So it'll be March soon. So we can do it anytime.
Yeah.
We do have that one we already did.
Yeah, but I have ideas for things.
Perfect.
Listeners that Abby is not
aware of.
To.
I'm just too concerned with these stills.
Yeah.
But we love you. Oh. Oh,
we should call time of death because, smoldering eyes.
I know.
We
love you guys.
Yeah.
Season two was baller.
I just like,
also fucking
I feel like
where
this is not like an epic ending where I feel like I should like, we should like, I don't know. Oh, we have to rate the episode.
Oh.
And then we should rate the season.
Okay. Ooh, I like that idea, but I feel like I'm going to give them all 10s. okay, so my rating for this episode, I feel like I'm going to give you 2, and it's going to be your similar thing with the bomb one.
Yeah.
Like, just this episode, I'm going to give it an 8.75, maybe a 9.
Okay.
But the other, like, combined, it's a 10. Like, the past 3 episodes combined is a 10 for me, even combining the last 2.
Yeah, okay.
Because to me, I like the emotional drama of the relationships, and I like when someone dies and I cry.
Yeah.
I have to cry in order for it to get a 10. Yeah. I have to laugh at least once.
Yeah.
And I have to, like, feel something, so.
Yeah. I'm going to rate it a 9.
Yeah.
9 scalpels. And I'm going to rate all 3 a 10.
So we've had 2 10s so far. We've had the bomb duo and then this trio.
Yeah.
Because I don't think our finale of season 1 was a 10, was it?
No, it was not. It was like a 7.
Yeah.
Or like a 6.
Yeah. So
we like were rating shit like a 3. I think we were on a different scale at that point. It's hard to say. Should we rate the season?
Oh, that's hard. I don't know what to like base it off of.
Well, none of this fucking matters in the end.
That's true. I'm like acting like it's a serious. Honestly, like I really like this season a lot. I like the second half way better than the first half. Shit starts happening. So 8.5?
That's what I was going to do. I was going to give it 8.5 scalpels.
Yeah, so 8.5 scalpels.
That's pretty good rating for a whole fucking season, I would say.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And it's like 27 episodes long.
Yeah, so
I think it is the longest one.
Yeah, I think it is.
So, good job, guys. You made it through.
So
I think you should call Time of Death.
I will. Coming up next week, we're
starting season three.
So, thanks again, guys. It's Time of Death time.
Time of Death.
Time of Death time is 21:39.